I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Patrick. Anna Dunaway joins us. Hello, Brian Dunaway.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh, a wild Dunaway appears. Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you? We're glad to have you here. Thanks for coming. It's good to have you for at least one of these things this week. Yeah, it's been crazy. All the timings are all weird, aren't they, this year?
They really are. It feels like it's supposed to be on the weekend, but it feels more like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah.
Which it is. And also, I'm pretty stoked because I got to come to the Ubisoft one, which is really classically one of the better shows.
Yeah, in my opinion as well. I'm also biased because I like their stuff. But Patrick, up till this moment, do you have any hot predictions for Ubisoft today before they get going?
So people who might not have listened to anything else, this is our E3 conferences coverages.
Yep.
Plurals.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Yep.
We've done almost all of the shows before, so go back if you're listening in a podcast, go back to the other ones if you want to and have a lot of time to waste, or just wait for the complete summary of all of the conference that will be in this feed you're listening to very soon.
Yeah.
And so this is the Ubisoft one predictions. It's kind of a hard one because we're not going to get a Assassin's Creed this year. Mm-hmm. I think the two big ones that we're expecting are Watch Dogs Legion, which is weird because you can play tons of NPCs. I mean, I'm not a Watch Dogs guy, but this one looks interesting.
Yeah.
And the other one is that roller derby neon thing.
That got leaked.
Well.
Yeah, that's right. I actually do expect an Assassin's Creed announcement because we're already on the off year. So this would be the year to announce next year's game.
Possibly. I think maybe a teaser, a small thing like showing... And now it's Vikings. And
yeah,
that could be-
right. Like the DLC content they're promising us for Odyssey. Is that what we're looking at? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't even know if they'll do that.
Well, that is out. I think we have all of that. It was First Blade, and then the Fate of Atlantis, and I think we're done with the DLC content. Maybe a deal like a package with Origins and Odyssey for a cheap price.
Sure.
I could see that.
Right.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that they don't even mention it. I mean,
don't even bring it up, right?
But I really think they will, and Patrick's probably right. It will at least be a teaser, maybe a little bit more, but I'll bet we find out the setting. Probably Vikings, like everybody thinks.
What's that?
I don't know what that was. You all right? No. Everything fine?
That was Brian. I told my phone to shut up, and it decided, nah.
Yeah, it didn't want to. It doesn't care what you think.
No.
Anyway, I think that they will probably. hint at it, and then next E3 they blow it out, and then you've got your game the following fall. So that's your Assassin's Creed, I think.
The following fall? Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So fall 2020.
Fall 2020 would be when that would come out.
Right. That would make sense.
Yeah.
We're what, 2 minutes away, 1 minute away from the start?
Something like that. These IGN guys are going currently.
I expect an hour and a half, roughly.
Yes. Like that. In that range, I would say. Yeah. That's a fair estimate.
And yeah. So that's going to be that.
What do you think the chances are? We should all have a quick prayer to whatever god you worship that the Splinter Cell gets a new game, because I want one real bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's not happening. They've said in no uncertain terms, no Splinter Cell. They said we're you know, always looking at it. It seems they're working on a new game, but they're not announcing anything.
When did they say this that you're saying? When was this?
It was a few days ago, because one of the game directors made a joke about something, and he was like, it's a joke. Sorry, I swear it's a joke. And no one believed him. Wow. So I think Gibo or someone came out and said, actually, it's not happening. Hold your horses.
Aww.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I think that's
disappointed.
Probably a fair bet. Trying to think of something else that they haven't announced. Probably no Far Cry.
Maybe some indie stuff, some Rayman stuff like that. But we're 5 seconds away.
I am interested to see if they do anything with Nintendo this year. We've had a couple of fun things.
Oh, yeah. They totally could, cool. Right? A sequel to the
Rabbids. Mario and Rabbids. Yeah.
Yeah. It's starting.
Is this it?
Starting.
Okay. I'm going to get the audio going here for home. There's their stage.
There's a concert thing, I think.
Happening yet. Oh, there we go. Audio came in late.
Assassin's Creed Symphony.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed Symphony. That's right. The new game. You play as a tubist. What's a tubist?
What's a tubist with you?
I think I made that word up. There's no such thing as a tubist. Right. Well, if you play the tuba, are you a tubist?
That's a good question. You're a wind instrument person, right?
Is it though?
No, I don't know.
Is it
probably not
a good question? It's a question. I'll give you that.
Good point. Good point.
What if Assassin's Creed Symphony is? Dude, they're starting with an Assassin's Creed thing. We're gonna get a teaser. Look at this. There's no way they just focus this on.
Right.
I think they're gonna say, hey. Odyssey is awesome, and we got some new, like, we recently got some DLC, go buy it, but I think maybe a CG trailer teaser.
There's Ezio. They're showing a lot of the old stuff, which is cool.
Is that Ezio or?
Ezio.
It is. It is Ezio.
Guy from America. There's the Syndicate guys. There's Unity.
Guy from England. Bayek.
I love Bayek. He was great.
Everyone loves Bayek. I don't.
I loved him. He was awesome. Did you play that whole game?
I played for maybe 10 hours.
That's a pretty good amount. I mean, I think overall Odyssey is the better game, but I liked Bayek a lot.
Yeah. To be honest, I've played only two Assassin's Creed games. I played Unity, which I liked and everyone hated. But it might have been Paris that, you know, did it for me.
Nobody hated the game. People were mad because it was janky and broken, and PC version was all shitted up. That was a lot of just gamer meltdown. I think the game itself was fine.
There were a couple of really shareable bugs. The one with where the face would disappear, and you had the weird disembodied eyes floating in the middle of the face. That was... So I think it got a little bit of crap for that, but I played maybe a couple of weeks after launch, so I avoided all of that, I suppose.
Well, after the the fire at Notre Dame, Ubisoft put Unity up for free for that day.
Yeah,
and I grabbed it there on PC because I played it before on PS4. Man, this trailer for 3 was so cool at the time. I was so excited about Revolutionary War Assassin's Creed. That was not a good game. Although I guess I hear 3's being remastered, and they'll probably talk about that too.
Right. I think we're going to have some Assassin's Creed. Well, we are getting some Assassin's Creed, but certainly not a full reveal announcement of the next game.
Black Flag.
Well, you got to if you're Ubisoft, you got to mention the Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Black Flag was amazing, although I installed it the other day just to look at it and just play Odyssey. Because it is in your head better than it was. It's okay. It's fine. It's just kind of ugly now. And hey, it's
oh,
what's her name?
Here comes the voices. Here comes the voices. Yep.
Is it me or does that not sound super good?
It sounds like there are only six of them.
It sounds a little bit tinny. Even
it's not great.
I don't know. Maybe it's the YouTube stream that's not doing it justice.
It might be better there, yeah.
I'm never a fan of those, like, let's do an orchestral rendition of our music from our games. I'm not. It's not for me, so I'm not getting very hyped here.
Yeah, I'm not getting hyped either, but I do like this. This is always fun for me.
I'm
the kind of guy that watches what we call in the U.S. ETV, which is sponsored by individuals in your community. And so I like this kind of stuff.
I don't like the singing. I think the orchestra is too small. But
orchestra is too small.
Well, because in the
you
game,
gotta be grand.
The game's music is all orchestrated. It's just that this is like half of what that would be or less. Oh, look at the assassins. They're all assassinating.
Yeah. They're killing them strings.
I'm adding to the...
I have
a feeling this is probably way more impressive in the front row at the conference than it is here at home through YouTube.
Should we all do the choir together?
Oh, I don't think we can synchronize.
Come on. Do the strings.
Oh, Lord.
Look at that guy. These people stayed at home and practiced this.
Yeah.
Their kids are so proud right now. Yeah, my mom plays in the Assassin's Creed Orchestra.
All right, so here's what they're doing a tour?
Really?
Wow, really?
Now that's interesting. Worldwide at that.
Paris.
Interesting.
Going to Paris first.
Oh, they're
going to
be, I don't see South Carolina there, so I guess, oh well.
Yeah, forget it. You'll have to drive to freaking Atlanta or something.
Yeah, Atlanta. So not even Atlanta. It looks like everything is West Coast.
Yeah. West Coast, best coast.
Yeah!
What you just saw was only a glimpse of the Assassin's Creed Symphony Tour starting on June 29th. Imagine.
Thank you.
Is that really a thing you're going to talk about?
Playing the iconic themes from Assassin's Creed while you relive some of the most memorable moments from over a
80 piece. That was just a part.
An immersive experience.
Well,
I think 80 piece is probably going to be better.
Yeah.
I mean, excellent music, great performances, goosebumps.
Immersive experience. Oh, I wonder if they'd be doing like some projection of the game.
There's one show.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Here to see the Ubisoft E3 conference, and it's just about to start here from the Orpheum Theater
in
Los Angeles. Now the house is packed, and to give you folks at home an idea what that feels like, can I please hear the balcony people make some noise?
Well, that's a big space.
It is.
That's about, Patrick, that's like 50 PC gaming conference spaces.
Right. There's no competition much this year, right? Because Sony would usually be on about this time, right?
Yeah, Sony's usually at night, usually on the Monday night, and they're not here at all, so...
Well, the excitement is here.
Like they would
be
7 or 8 o'clock my time.
I'm watching this, and all I'm thinking about is the Avengers game reveal in 4 hours.
You're pretty excited about that, clearly. Okay, what do we got here? What do we got here?
Here it comes. Quiet.
Are they doing some kind of
Rainbow
intro?
Six new
all
stuff?
All right.
10. 9.
What?
Oh.
No, that was a 6. Now the I see it.
I don't understand what that was.
Well, there was a Rainbow 6 in there. Well, I guess they were just Ubi 3. I guess they were just giving a little.
Yes, Jay Barlack. There's a huge Avengers game reveal happening at the
Square Enix
conference later tonight.
All right, this is Watch Dogs. Yep. London Legion.
Get it out of the way.
London Legion.
They start big.
Thanks a lot, Amazon.
Extremists are grabbing power. Organized crime slicing up the boroughs.
I'm in, dude. I'm already in.
Right.
The accents are enough for me.
I'm kind of in.
But this ain't their London. This is our
London. This ain't their London.
New power growing.
Growing.
It's all of us. Together.
Together.
Together. No
resistance. One recruit at a time.
At a time. Oi, you want me? I should rub him out.
This evening? And no, I never say that to the others.
Scouting talent, Bagley. So gob shut, eyes peeled, yeah?
Eyes peeled, yeah?
Yeah.
If I did, I wouldn't peel them.
All right, so this is supposed to showcase how you swap around dudes. Dude swapping.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks very good.
Yeah. I'm into them getting this right.
Bloody drones are everywhere, kicking our fucking teeth in lately.
First F, no, third F-bomb.
You recruit someone who can deal with drones.
Brilliant. Never would have thought of that.
Thought. I never would have thought of that.
Brilliant.
All right. So what's going to happen here? Oh, he's going to switch dudes to do the fight.
Sure, but we need a drone.
No, I don't think he's going to switch. Like,
he could have, because that guy he scanned had 200% increased melee damage. On the see, look at that, what they do there. 100% damage may die randomly.
May die randomly?
What does that mean? That's hilarious.
Mercenaries patrolling the street.
Get the fuck over here.
Me?
I ain't done nothing.
Come on, you shifty prick. Hurry up.
Well, now.
Jimmy Shaw. No formal engineering training, but he has several mischief charges for hijacking Albion drones.
Drone damage, drone health.
Fuck you, man. You got no right.
All right, what's he going
to
do?
Fucking hell. We find our drone expert and he's about to get himself nicked.
Ooh, the drone is really angry.
He resisted. Ooh, he's stealth.
Wait. How did he... Oh, I guess he disappeared to the eyes of the drone?
Kind of, yeah.
But
effectively.
Hey, that there was a weird thing. He got in on the wrong side of the car, and he could still drive.
We call that the right side, Patrick. I don't know about what you're doing there, but...
I think...
Here in America...
It's in the UK. It's not the same side as you.
It's still the right side.
Oh. Okay. Oh. I didn't realize you were a subject of Her Majesty.
Well, she and I remind her.
Ways back.
I remind her of a young Philip. Oh, he's dead. All right, now this is where you switch out, I think.
Fuck. We lost Ian. He's gone.
That's interesting. So you're like fighting a war, and you can play, like, your character can die.
Yeah, and you go pick somebody else in the world.
Yeah.
With their stats. Lovely, they have perks and stats.
I used to feed the birds here. Now they're all bloody machines.
And so you feel part of an army where shit can happen.
Yeah.
And I guess if you surrender, you can then go and save them, get them back.
I don't know.
He was working on a new recruit, a drone expert.
That's promising. Imagine watching this without the
Jimmy just before Ian was killed. I should be able
without
to
the leak.
Unfortunately, his records are locked up tighter than your.
I mean, is it just that she's like, is this just a fancy way of having, oh, you died, come back and try again, but you're just trying as a different person?
No, I think you recruit people and then they're part of the people you can play.
Okay, interesting.
And she's like, she's old, so she's just walking around slowly, and like, you're not gonna fight with her, clearly.
No, but she'll be good at like this stuff. Like, she's got drone shit or electronics experience.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Okay, I guess she does fight. Oh,
This is amazing.
I'm kind of into it.
Oh, this is so great. She kicked him in the shin. Let's get someone over there, Bagley.
Chop, chop. So,
okay, this looks really good.
It looks pretty neat.
Ready for some action, Naomi?
Always. But this recruit better be worth all the trouble.
According hey, that's like Scott Naomi Yard from Jimmy's sister was killed by Clan Kelly. That movie, that show I like.
Camden Market. Camden Black Market, you mean?
Yes, the Kellys are rumored to run all sorts of illicit goods out of the old stables, some with fingers and toes.
I guess the AI is going to be the thing that links everything together.
If he's gone in there alone, he's in big trouble.
And your NPCs, like not NPCs, your PCs talk to you as well?
Yeah.
How do they... Like, well, they modeled and designed hundreds of characters?
Well, the word I heard was that they really struggled with this and it almost got canned because it was too ambitious. Yeah. So yeah, maybe yeah, yeah. they figured it out, took the extra year or whatever before announcing it. I would like to know how many, because that's a lot of VO and custom animation and, you know, like,
I mean, I guess you could do, you know, five types of people, or six or ten or whatever. You don't have to do a single.
But is it like, will every tenth old lady be just that same old lady? You know what I mean? Like,
I guess it would have to be. Maybe they have some kind of custom animation modifier that will make it a little bit different.
Sidian, I don't know how you can tell that from this video. He says it looks like a clunkier version of the same game. I don't know how you'd see that.
What?
I don't know why he's saying that. I don't think this is enough to make that determination. I love stealth gameplay, so they're already speaking my language. Dunaway, did I lose you? We did. Where'd he go?
Stables. It's human trafficking. Found Jimmy. Cheeky
shit. There he is. And here we thought he might be in some sort of trouble. Dunaway, are you back?
You back, Brian? So, hello? How are you going to get him out of
there? Lots of hugs and kisses.
Sounds like he might be having internet issues.
Wow, that lady is badass.
She is good. That was a John Wick shot. We haven't talked about this. I kind of prefer third person in my video games now. I'm excited about Cyberpunk, but I really wish it was third person. I like to look at my character. I don't know.
Yeah. It depends on the game. Something like Doom, for example, obviously works a lot better in first person. But
right. Like Rage 2. I wish Rage 2 was third person. I don't know why. I just feel like I'd like it better. It's hard to explain. It's weird. I think I've played a lot of third-person open-world games lately, and I'm a little biased in that regard, but...
Does the rolling help?
Damn well better.
She's rolling around. Wow, this is... I've been talking about games being dynamic or not a lot in these conferences. This looks extremely dynamic.
It does. It's a little scripty, which these things always are, right? Because they got to show them off. But
well, we showed those fucks, didn't we?
We almost died out there tonight.
Look, thanks for helping me, but I can't handle myself.
Right? You think you're better off alone? You think everyone else has given up? And
so
no
would this
trust?
Dialogue have existed with Grandma or the other guy that died?
And that's how they'll take us.
Maybe you have to do certain missions with certain
people. Doesn't have to be that way.
People.
Together, we can change
things. Would they have talked to him in this way if they would have finished the mission instead of her finishing it?
Wait.
I mean, Assassin's Creed does that, where Cassandra...
And wait. So there, clearly the bloke who helped him died, and he asks, and that is...
Oh, that's crazy. So that's branching stuff, man. But you still got to record all that. This isn't like computer generated.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now you're this shithead.
Welcome to DedSec, James.
Yeah. Okay, so where do I go to meet the rest of the crew?
You don't need to go anywhere.
How many Look Jimmy Shaws are there?
Everyone has a reason to fight.
Or they're just like this guy.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Welcome to the Resistance.
This looks crazy.
I'm excited.
I mean, obviously we need to know more about how it works and how much customizing, I guess, we're going to hear about it now.
But I mean, did you maybe see they all, can... everything they just showed? Like, how is that possible? All those heads? They just showed like 1,000 heads. I just don't get it.
I guess they could modify the existing voices, modulate stuff, and make them sound different, and maybe the same thing with the animations, but it seems impossible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to play it now.
I do too.
So long, I should really knock it out of the park, huh? I'm Clint Hawking. I'm the creative director of Watch Dogs
wow.
Legion. And for the past
I'm a little blown
years,
away by that.
The team and I have had the privilege to work on a game and an innovation that we are very proud of. Watch Dogs Legion is set in London, one of the greatest cities in the world, and it's had a massive influence on all of our culture for centuries. Today, with Brexit, London's at a turning point. It's hard to predict what the future holds for London, for the UK, or for the world.
Yeah, well, they actually have something to say in there,
but
though.
History has proven time and again
it's meaningful.
That where London goes, all of us go together. In our near future, London is facing her downfall. The UK has become a surveillance state, and freedom has been replaced with fear. Armed drones patrol the streets, deportation squads rip people from their homes, and Granddad is using crypto to buy a new kidney on the black market. But Londoners never surrender. Their resilience and determination is an inspiration to us all.
Okay,
and
all right.
They are the heroes of our game.
Just show the game.
All of them.
They just did.
No, but I
Watch
mean,
Dogs Legion, your mission
I don't
is
need
to
hear
build
all this.
A popular resistance
Hoo-ha.
To fight back against the emergence of an authoritarian regime. This means you don't just play as one hero, but many.
This is
and
such an
Dogs
interesting
Legion,
concept.
You can recruit and play as anyone.
Anyone? Oh, we missed what they said.
I didn't hear that bit.
Can play as anyone.
In our game, every Londoner is fully simulated with a persistent life and relationships, and anyone from the entire population can be recruited into your team. Find them, profile them, hack into their lives, play their origin mission, and win them over to your
Oh,
cause.
You play origin Here's missions for
all
everyone?
Characters with different backstories and personalities.
There's got to be a cap.
Fully voiced and animated.
Of course.
And they are the stars of your story. Every cinematic in the game will change depending on whether you're playing a former MI5 action hero, a 70-year-old granny you saw feeding pigeons in the park, or anyone in between. However you want to play, whoever you want to be, Watch Dogs Legion lets you be that. You want to make a team of classic British spies? No problem. You want to be a crew of street-savvy kids from the council block? Do it. You want to go hipster, body mod, afro-punk, gangsta? Awesome. The women of Bletchley
Gangsta.
Park? These ladies fucking invented hacking!
Fourth F-bomb.
Play as Anyone is the innovation that transforms a story about freeing London and the world from the grip of tyranny into a game about the heroes that live in each of us. Because being a hero isn't just a job.
I'm completely flabbergasted. We have to wait and see how it actually works, of course.
I want to play it.
I hope to see you on the booth. Thank you for your time, and welcome to the Resistance.
When does that come out?
This has to be this year, right? It's their thing for this year.
I hope so.
Okay, maybe we're going to get a release date with the trailer here.
Had a good run there for a while. Now it's all riots. Bombings. And people thrown in cages like animals. Oh, and who could forget the killer robots everywhere? So yeah, it's all gonna be shit.
it's up to us to take our city back. Thing is, we can't do it alone. We need to recruit a resistance. I know what you're thinking. Where do we start? Open your eyes and take a look around. Look here. Look at him. No, not him. Him.
So you're eventually just going to unlock... The goal is to unlock them all, right? Find them all.
I don't know. It seems like the goal isn't to unlock all of them. It's to create the team you want.
Let's kick those bastards out of London.
I'm sure there are going to be some key characters. Or maybe not. I don't know.
And that fellow over there? Proper bellend. Come on, come at me. He'll crack your skull.
Because they're just talking about archetypes, not even names here.
Mm-hmm.
Really into the old lady thing.
I love the old lady.
Fucking good. Allow me to introduce you to the
Dunaway's back.
Of the lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
She's not old. She's experienced.
Oh, my
gosh, dude.
Like I said, you can recruit anyone. They don't mean bloody anyone.
I mean vicious.
They say anyone, really, though?
Everyone is a secret weapon.
It can't be everyone. Them.
Recruit them.
Well, I mean, it could if it's just a skin. And you have, like, four archetypes.
Let's unfuck this world.
It's that XCOM game thing, Brian, where they have the pigs and the ducks and stuff.
March 6th. Okay, it's not this year, but...
Okay, that's reasonable.
It's within a year, I mean, so...
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I would rather it be this year. That'd be my number one thing this year, if that was this year.
Yeah, but it looks... Yeah. All right. That was a strong open.
I agree. And now... Something weird.
Eve Gimo, is it? No, it's not.
More orchestra music.
Hello. My name is Rob McElhenney. And
just me, just strolling out.
Years, I have been making
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Because, I'm the third guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Is that really him?
But
yeah.
I am here today because I love games. And I wanted to express that love in the only way that I know how, save for playing them. And that is to make a TV show about them. More importantly, the people who create those games and the people who play them. So last year, I called the funniest people that I knew, Charlie Day, Megan Ganz, and David Hornsby, all executive producers on Sunny, and we started talking. We realized very early on that if we were going to do this, we wanted to do it right and to be as authentic as possible, because, as you all know, nobody smells bullshit like this particular community.
True.
So we did the right thing. We partnered with Ubisoft, and away we went.
Uba?
It has been an incredible experience.
I smell bullshit.
One of the biggest and best game developers in the world to inspire us.
I don't know.
Because our
show. No, it's when he said Ubisoft.
Place in the fictional studio that created the biggest MMORPG in the world.
I'll let him do it.
And we meet them.
What?
On the cusp of releasing their biggest expansion.
It's a show about making games.
Oh, I thought he was...
The follows the team of devs as they navigate the challenges of running their game while dealing with the difficulties of modern office life. These people are truly stuck together, yet they
Could
grind it out day after day
if it's authentic.
For the love of the game. And at the head of that team is my character, creative director, Ian Grimm.
See, already it's authentic. He looks like a freaking hipster.
Yep.
Like most creative directors, he's gifted, driven, and tirelessly dedicated to his game. And like most of the creative directors that I've met, he has an ego the size of a city bus. I'm going to get my ass kicked backstage because there's a lot of creative directors here. Joking aside, it is clear that those creative directors and the thousands of people who work on these games put everything that they can into them. They recognize that they have a tremendous opportunity and responsibility, that they must do everything in their power.
Why is this a Ubisoft thing,
nothing
though,
short of the best that they can make.
Because they partnered with Ubisoft to make sure it was authentic.
I promise you that in making this show, we took the same approach. So without further ado, Here is a brief look into our upcoming TV series for Apple TV Plus.
Oh, it's an Apple TV Plus TV show.
And it's got Charlie Day in it. All right, I'm
what
color me curious.
Mythic Quest.
Yeah, I think curious is fair.
Some may say it's just a video game. When it first debuted, MQ was hailed as a masterpiece. Now played in 20 different countries on 6 continents, it's the biggest massive multiplayer role-playing game of all time. And today, they find themselves on the precipice of their first major expansion, Mythic Quest: Raven's Banquet. And it all falls on the shoulders of one man, creative director Ian Grimm.
When we think about cultural touchstones, we think E.T., Star Wars, Avatar. And yet our industry dwarfs the traditional entertainment business. So when we think about legends, why not think Mythic Quest?
True indeed. And when we think of visionary world-building artists, instead of just Spielberg, Lucas, and Cameron, why not think Grimm?
Okay, that's a little bit...
I'm sorry, I gotta stop.
Oh! What?
I'm going. Shh, shh.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I could. I mean, it will obviously be cringeworthy at times.
Yeah.
But I think it could be fun.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
That stuff's hard to parody, so we'll see. Are those subtitles okay, chat room? They're asking for subtitles, but I don't know if they're very good.
My name is Parker Intero Mackay, esports caster for Rainbow Six Siege. There are so many exciting things to come in year 4. In-game events, map reworks, playlist updates, a roster of 52 unique operators, and of course, a thriving esports scene.
Year 4?
Starting tomorrow, you'll be able to enjoy our 13th season, Operation Phantom Sight. This major content
My son plays this game every night with his friends.
Team Rainbow, Nook,
I've never
After
even
this
played
show,
it.
Be sure to stick around for an intense
it
celebrity
is
match.
Crazy popular right now.
Little Yachty and some of your favorite Twitch streamers for the Twitch Rivals Celebrity Show Match.
Little Yachty.
But right now, here's a glimpse.
You know who that
of
is, Dunaway?
In action. Thank you, everyone, and have a great E3.
What was his deal? Oh, that's a good look. All right. Splinter Cell, Patrick.
The quality is crap. I'm gonna watch Twitch.
As long as you don't mind being 10 minutes ahead, that's fine. I might be exaggerating.
3 minutes.
Oh, this is just more Siege.
No.
Siege is good. We should play more Siege, Dunaway.
We should totally play this. I'm down with that. I love that guy's look.
He looks a little like you without the pony.
Yeah. Get rid of my beard. Just go for the stash.
It's starting to look a little ugly, though.
Yeah. Kind of is.
I mean, the action in that game is really good, but their faces are not holding up.
Oh, that's the Smash Bros. Oh, no.
Colin McKinley as Warden.
I like that.
What are we looking
at? I'm playing as Warden.
Clutch Royale,
baby.
It's really annoying to be so much in advance of you. Why don't you want to use Twitch?
I can switch over. I don't mind. It's just
no, I'm... I don't...
Oh, you're going to hop on Twitch? Twitch? Switch to Twitch.
Here, I'm going to do a new window, and then...
Oh, you're going to? Okay.
I'll switch for you. Come on. What is it at? Twitch.twitch? Or twitch.tv.
I think it says Twitch on the main feed. Oh, slash
E3.
This is a good time to do it.
Yeah, I'll toast your buns again, sure.
Hold on, it's showing a commercial.
No, it's not. Oh.
For me, it is, because I'm launching it.
So this is a... What is this?
It's like Smash Brothers with...
Yeah, it's the Brawlhalla? Is that it? No.
It's like that.
Ah, yeah, bro. Follow. 25 million players. Dude, that's almost 25. It's been the human.
Wait. Oh, snap. Look out. What the hell is happening? Making bacon pancakes.
Brawlhalla? Brawlhalla? No, man. What's going on?
Yeah, it is Brawlhalla.
It's Brawlhalla, huh?
Yeah, it is Brawlhalla. It is.
Okay.
I'm not way ahead of you guys, am I?
No.
It's okay. With the Adventure Time characters.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm watching.
Okay. I think we got it now.
25 million players.
I have switched to Twitched.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Me as well.
Oh, this looks a lot better.
I'm here for you, Patrick.
Thank you.
I was wondering what Jake and Finn were doing.
The only test of a man's worth is battle.
I'm kind of jacked about that.
Those
why? I don't know.
What, this thing? The new Wildlands?
Recon Breakpoint.
I'm very excited. You didn't have to tell me once or twice. I'm stoked. I don't really care about this guy, but I'm excited
about
this
name again?
John Barenthal.
Right.
He has three, everywhere he goes as an actor, he has three trailers. No, trailers. He sleeps in one, and each of his earlobes get their own. I don't know if you knew that. He demands it.
But then there is what the world needs.
Then there's what the world needs.
They still serve the machine that we left behind.
Carl!
Right now, for the future, the world needs us.
The Punisher is really good.
Yeah, Punisher is good.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I'm honored.
It feels like they only motion captured the lower part of his face.
Yeah, the upper part,
which is probably true.
Those bad intentions in your mind, remember this. You
oh, his eyes beat the bitch.
To make history.
I like these costume designs, though. You will be
on a battlefield. I love the last game, so I'm ready.
The Wildlands,
I loved it. Love it.
That makes you wolves.
So this will be my big Ubi game for the end of the year, because this is confirmed for this year. It's October or something.
Mm.
I'll wait for it to go on sale.
Surprise. I will get it day one, because...
I know you will.
I like video games.
Oh,
I additionally like video games.
He's on stage with a dog.
Yep.
It's like John Wick.
Look at him.
It's a real honor to be Bam Bam the dog.
Thank you. I love you too. Right on. This is awesome. This has been really great and exciting, and I'm really.
Is that his, therapy dog?
I don't know.
I'm can't travel without him. To be
part of I wanted to take a big shit on the stage. If you want my opinion.
To work with the Ubisoft team.
That must have been like a huge concern of everyone involved in this.
I've played a deputy fighting zombies. Special forces soldier who lost everything. And now I get to play Cole D. Walker. He's a skilled former special operations soldier with his own sense of responsibility and his own moral code. He knows how things should be run. He loves
my wife
brothers,
has a crush on this guy.
Soldiers,
I have a crush on this guy.
Yeah, I'm torn. I think he's always playing the exact same character, and so that kind of coldens me a bit.
I think he's worn the same boots for all of it. Look at those boots. They've been in everything he's ever done. Those boots have been on him.
We've got the numbers. We've got the organization. And remember, we trained alongside you. The weaponry of a fully operational special ops detachment.
I always wonder what these actors think about video gaming. If they really buy into it,
some of them are legit. I think some of them are like just there because this is, of course, a paying game.
And you get ready to take on the wolves and take on me. See you in Aurora. We'll be waiting.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Whose dog is this?
These are not synced up. Sorry, chat. I can't help it. Trying to do closed captioning, and it's not. It's really delayed. To even the odds.
Yeah, it's all
this year. They're all like poppies.
Sleep. Obviously.
So that's the trailer we saw a few days ago.
Yeah, this is. We fight with
our brothers and sisters. Yeah, a little more things.
It's,
in it.
Yeah, it's a little. It's an extended version of the same thing, I think. Yeah, I turned the captions off.
They are hungry, but we are enraged.
All right, maybe I'll get it week one. I like video games.
I do too. This game's got a lot more stuff in it, though. About survival crap, I'm a little worried about.
Right.
And ghosts.
Like, you gotta
never die.
Use shots on yourself and all kind of. The gameplay stuff is. There's still some questions I have, but I'll probably like it.
Oh, 3D2.
Who's she?
I mean, there's a rumor about a about a subscription service for Ubisoft.
Ghost Recon Wildlands and Breakpoint has been an incredible journey for me so far.
Her accent is so hot.
You were very excited. And after discussions with members of our community, I today announce that with our post-launch plan, we will be bringing back our AI teammates for our solo players.
Oh, good. Because I play it on my own. I don't play with people.
So AI teammates makes you happy.
They were in the last one. That. So
if they if Ubisoft introduces a subscription service,
I'm pleased to announce
I think it's new community it's program worth it.
That will just allow you to express and share your passion.
I mean, this is not what she's talking about, but there
welcome
were
welcome to Ghost Recon Delta Company.
What are they clapping for? We don't know what it is yet.
Community program.
We don't know what it is yet. It's all Ubisoft people clapping.
From cosplay to streaming, fan art to forum discussions.
Here's a buzzword,
however,
clap.
You show your love for Ghost Recon, there is something for you in our five different detachments. With lots of content to support you, as well as direct discussions with our studio. So head over to our Ghost Recon Breakpoint website.
Ubisoft gets community.
And hear from
you. All of their games are lasts forever.
Yeah,
lasts forever.
They're really good with sticking with stuff until it's right, even if it launches rough.
But beyond that, they build a community of passionate people around each game.
Yeah.
And so I guess that fits with that. I don't know.
I agree.
Thank you, Laura. Hello, everyone.
He's French.
I am French.
The Ghost Recon team has always taken great pride.
Oh, it's still Ghost Recon.
Okay. For our games. And that passion is what pushes us to deliver the best Spec Ops experience out there. Behind enemy lines, you will be fighting the most dangerous enemies the Ghosts have ever faced, constantly testing your survival skills. Yes, we can't wait to welcome you in Ghost Recon Breakpoint on October 4th.
Okay, and October 4th, I guess we already have the
date. Yeah,
our beta will be live on September 5th.
No, I don't want a beta.
You're getting a beta.
I don't want the beta.
Doesn't matter if you want one.
You can register on our website right now for a chance to participate. Ghost Recon Breakpoint will be live
for
years to come.
Look out.
We've got your back.
For years to come, so yeah. Does that mean they're going the Rainbow Six Siege route? And
new content, free updates, and many surprises inspired by our community.
It wouldn't surprise me if they would like to extend its life, make it more of a service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Well, they do that with everything nowadays.
Like this one.
Is it Terminator?
No, nope, that is Terminator. Yeah. It is Terminator.
What in is Ghost the deal? Recon as well?
Is this, did James Cameron call everybody and go, hey, what if Terminator was in your game?
Just so people know, Terminator is also in Gears of War 5, apparently. For some reason. So this is very weird.
They had Predator in the last one. Wildlands had the Predator in it.
Right, but still.
Yeah. See you all out there. Have a good one.
That guy's great. I want to eat cheese with him.
Yeah.
He blinked too much.
He did blink a lot.
What's too
maybe
much?
Maybe he's got dog. Maybe he's got dog allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought a dog up here?
Mobile RPG.
Uh-oh. Mobile.
Oh, there's Sam Fisher.
Ah, interesting.
What is this, like an Ubi?
There's the Splinter Cell you're looking for.
A
dauntless and daring
agent. She's all in. She's from the Division.
It's their
Battle Royale.
Everyone together.
Not Battle Royale. That's like the group. Terrorism and rescue veteran. So he's your Rainbow Six guy.
Oh, so it's the Tom Clancy
Clancyverse. Avengers. Clancyverse.
Yeah.
There's your Ghost Recon guy, because he's got a beard.
Yep.
He shits in the woods. That's some Rainbow Six shit. Massively effective. I like the idea of a Clancyverse. That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. How do I feel about this?
Sam Fisher. I mean, if it's a well-made squad turn-based thing, like those things on mobile, I'll play those. If they're good.
I mean, that's the company that made Mario and Rabbids things. So
yeah, and I love that game.
Obviously, it's not the same studio, I guess.
Pre-register now. Oh, I wish it was Elite Squid. And then you had to fight a giant squid. What's the 10 for?
10 years of something.
10 years. That's a lot
of something.
We're exhausted. I know.
Oh, dance! It's that dance
oh,
shit.
Oh, it's Dance Central.
Oh, yeah.
Just Dance. Sorry.
It's not Just for Dance. Us, sorry. Yeah.
Or for you, or you. It's for them, the players. We danced, and Sivio and his girlfriend got married. We danced, and our friend Jaden Rodriguez danced for millions, bringing together generations.
That's right.
We danced, and they set world records. Do you remember Carrie?
Yep.
Of course we do, because we were with her.
Just Dance Battle Royale. Good idea, Poop Tempest. I like it.
It could absolutely be that.
100 dancers enter. One leaves. Oh, jeez. Yuck.
May have to do that thing.
I hate it.
It's not for you, Scott. Not for you. It's okay.
I realize it's not. Oh, here comes the music that will kick us off YouTube. I'm excited. Man, every decade called and wants their stuff back. Look at all that.
Oh, there's the weird panda again.
Ah.
I bet it smells like ass in that suit.
The panda opened the conference last year, didn't he?
Yep. Yep.
He did indeed.
Yeah, they opened it with Let's Dance in general, right?
Yeah. Just Dance.
I hate this so much. I love Ubisoft's conferences, but I hate this bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I hate it, but yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see the game. But I want to see the game.
The game is this. It's people dancing. Right. It doesn't.
Yeah, I know, but this
which
might
is
be
why they're
live, yeah. But watching it here, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, for example, when EA does their sports segment, I completely check out and I'm like actively bored and hating it. This, it's just like, if it doesn't go on for too long, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's people dancing with music that's, you know.
I like how they chose not to go with professional dancers this year. I like that.
Yeah, this is just schlubs like us.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll bet you they're all just like really good at Just Dance or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet there's a contest.
Probably streamers.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Look, it was like, what, 3 minutes?
Where's Grievous or whatever his name is? The guy that runs the whole company. What's his name? Grimnall? Yeah, that guy.
Pound UB3.
Oh, For Honor. Is that For Honor?
Probably. This game continues to be popular.
For Honor is really good.
It is. It wasn't at launch, but they stuck with it, and it's awesome now. If you like that, we're talking about all this Melee stuff, this is where I would go if I got the scratch, or had to scratch that itch.
There's an old tale about this village.
Is it been an hour already? Jeez, it's been an hour, almost.
Is it really?
Clouded her mind. She slaughtered every living soul.
What nation is this?
Well, this looks like Japan, but
right.
I don't think the maybe it's a Mongol coming to Japan and killing everyone. Yeah, they look like possibly Mongol hordes.
That's still a gorgeous game. Look at that.
That's the Vikings.
Ah, we knew it.
It's just a location.
The horror. Oh no, it's the birds. It's Dementors from the Harry Potter universe. Oh. Oh, I thought For Honor didn't have any magic in it.
Well, it didn't. But
it's a limited time.
Oh yeah, limited time magic.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell how magic works in the end. It's always limited. Oh geez, right in the groin. Oh.
It is a kinetic game.
Yeah.
You feel every...
I own this. It makes me want to go play it.
Yeah, me too.
I like what they got going on here.
I played for a few hours and then I stopped. I don't know why. I think Assassin's Creed grabbed me again.
Yeah. So that's an event?
Yeah.
Until June 27th.
And 17th. Oh, no, 27th. I'm blind.
Soul Rush.
Oh. What you got, Ubisoft? What you got? Splinter Cell. Nope.
Oh, wait. What is this?
I don't know. Some kind of... He should have that looked at.
He's got something in his arm. It's like... circuits of some kind.
And it's growing.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go for that to get looked at?
And there's a zombie that no one's going to call a zombie.
Apparently not down in the laundry room.
Oh, jeez. It's kind of scary. Probably a game I can't play.
Shadows. The shadows are... Oh, he's going to Hulk out. He's going to Hulk out.
It's over.
Tom Clancy's Tom Clancy's allergy.
Tom Clancy's Ben 10.
Oh yeah, Ben 10 did. Quarantine.
Oh, it's a new Rainbow Six game? What?
Three-player tactical co-op.
What that looks that? Interesting.
Yeah, what is that? I guess she's going to tell me.
And here she comes.
Hi, I'm Bio Jad, and I'm the lead game designer on the next Rainbow Six game.
Bio.
Bio.
Bio Jad.
And I bought a lot of hair dye for this.
Oh, yeah, all the hair dye.
In Ubisoft Montreal.
It's not fair.
That set out on an exciting new mission. Create a radically redesigned co-op experience built on the foundations of one of the best shooters of this generation.
Rainbow Six.
What Siege is to the PvP shooter genre.
There's only two Rainbow Six games, chat room. This new one and Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know what you mean, how many. I think you mean how many games with his name. Maybe it's just Tom Clancy's with
him. I think maybe they're thinking about the lead squad. I'm always up for a PvE type experience.
It pulls you together.
And again, I think I've been referencing Left 4 Dead 15 million times this year. But this could be.
You will risk everything.
And if the parasite takes you too much, then you transform into an enemy for your squad or something.
For your next deployment. I can't wait to show you more and have a great E3.
What's E3?
Okay. This is just a little tease.
Is that like an electronic tree? E3?
I like her.
No, I like her too, but I don't want to know what this E3 is.
She has this way of going, oh, you're going to love this game.
Uh-oh. It's,
Division 2 is still a game.
Right.
We're still dividing things in two.
We're still here. Yeah.
I'm
see this
always...
is this is kind of cool though that they
oh that was nice
that
yeah
they, that recognize. They thank their community for when the game goes well and they have some success they don't just you know move on to the next thing. I think that's cool. What are you saying, Patrick?
You know, when they people say thank you to the community too much,
yeah.
It, I don't know, it's too much when it's too much.
You think it starts wearing
There's
thin?
No greater reward for me.
I mean, obviously you're thankful that people play your game, but if every game you put out, you show during the conference is like, oh, we love you community for every single game, it starts being I mean, it's not just Ubisoft, it's all of the conferences.
Right.
Bethesda was groveling for the entire conference almost, and they had reasons to. But I don't know.
I think these guys, but see, they don't need to. Division 2 was an incredibly huge seller. Sold way more than the first game. So they don't even need to, but they take a minute to thank the community, I think is cool.
Which is cool, and I think they should. I don't know why it's rubbing me. Not the wrong way, it's just like, okay, we get it.
We missed the most important part, which is this guy's shirt. Which is amazing.
It's cats. It's a skull made of cats.
As we're about to release the first of our major content updates for our year one journey.
It's a cat level full of skulls.
This looks like a Punisher shirt almost.
Look at that.
Except the skull is cats.
Yeah.
The teeth are not cats, unfortunately.
No. You don't want that.
Well...
I like the Division. I'm just annoyed that it. At the end of the day, I just feel the structure of it, and I wish it was less structured. I wish it was a big open world, and it kind of is in some ways. But it's mostly
that's going to be the biggest problem. The biggest potential problem with Watch Dogs Legion. It sounds magical, but how long is it going to take for you to? Feel the underlying structure.
See the seams.
Sure. The magic.
Totally agree.
So for the first time, we're taking the fight outside the city.
And you'll dear Twitch, stop showing me Amazon ads.
I know.
Oh, you can remove them.
How?
Click on the bottom. You have Amazon Blacksmith, and you unclick like you make it not visible.
And this brings us to
our final edition of episode 1.
Thank you.
A place called Kenley College.
knowledge.
Yeah, it's the little Amazon swoop down at the bottom of the screen if you master the video.
One that will take exploration,
turn this off.
Investigation, and logic to uncover the fate of a military
conflict
gone dark.
It did. There's no off.
Now, episode 2, coming this fall.
It just...
We'll bring to you...
Just turn it off.
How? Where's the off button?
Oh, no, you went too far. You've already opened it. You should be... Oh, look to the left, Scott. In the middle of the screen, down at the bottom.
And its secrets are about to be thrown out into the open.
Okay, so... don't not there. In the middle of the screen at the bottom.
Yeah, I got it. I killed it. I didn't see those two little buttons down there.
The greatest danger you face in episode 2.
Yes.
I'm very excited to tell you that our second raid will be coming this fall, bringing back intense 8-player action. Yeah!
Look at them, dude. Throwing double goats. Awesome,
and we cannot wait to see what world records you break this time around. Now, this brings us to our third and final episode of year 1. What if Rebirth was not about bringing the world as we know it back to life, but the opposite? One man holds that power.
What?
And humanity itself is at stake. Agents, it's time to
engage. What if the hunter becomes the hunted?
Put on your shirts with a bunch of cats in the shape of a skull, and let's do this! It's the time of the season. Battle Royale, probably.
Why would you not? You got to.
Can I be a bird?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
We fought to protect the weak.
No, we had the training.
But training doesn't prepare you to hunt someone you used to call brother.
Loot!
Can I just play this and not the other part?
He has left us no other choice.
That's all I want to do is this part.
No, you got it. You got to troop in from the swings up there.
Well, I don't mind that. They gonna give it a name?
Holy shit! What about that?
What?
What? Holy shit! What about what?
Okay. Episode 3 is coming. Last thing.
As you might know,
it's a story.
We have been working on a movie.
That was a tease.
It will be directed by David Leitch, starring Jessica Chastain and Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, today, I'm proud to announce...
We've switched out Jake for Maggie.
...the Division movie with Netflix. More to come on that in the future. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That might be interesting.
I love that camera goes back. You can tell where the Ubisoft people end and where everyone else starts.
Yeah.
They're just...
They're
tired.
Of course, we'll watch it, the movie, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd be into it. Dude, Tom Clancy makes great stuff. He's dead and all, and maybe they'll carry it on, but...
Wow. Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God.
I'm Brenda Panagrosi. I'm Vice President of Platform and Product Management. Ubisoft has been creating worlds for over 30 years.
So is this the subscription service?
Games,
ooh,
and we're
could
about
be.
To make it even easier for you to play them.
There you go.
I'm here to announce Ubisoft's new subscription service on PC called Uplay Plus.
I'm in.
$50 a month.
No, it better not be that. It's got to be like 9 or less.
No, it's going to be...
It'll totally be probably $9.99, right?
Games, 7. I say 7.
7? Oh, interesting.
All their additional content. And
ooh,
you can enjoy the depth
you get the additional
of our
content.
PC catalog. That includes
it's
over
basically
100
EA
games
Access.
And growing.
Yes. EA Access Premium.
Yeah, with better games, because EA Access doesn't have near the depth this does, in my humble opinion.
Uplay Plus. How many times have installed
on
this Uplay client? It's ridiculous.
Today, oof. $14.99 a month.
For you
that is. Oof.
That's what you pay over at. You pay that at EA or for Origin.
What? No.
Yeah.
Origin. EA Access is 10, isn't it?
No, Access. I paid 14 for the month I played Anthem.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I think $14.99 is the new $9.99. I really think that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, they have to think about this for the next few years.
Right.
And I can But you get all the DLC, which is great. That is really important because I don't think you do in you do everywhere in all the services.
Where's my Beyond Good and Evil 2?
The problem is I bought so many of their games. This may not be a good deal for me at first. Because I already own most of this, except this new stuff.
I mean, the Watch Dogs Legion will be the time when everyone goes for this. But.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what you do, is you just wait until the game you want drops.
Yeah, I think $14.99 is the right answer. They can always go down.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Blizzard way. go high. We can go low later if we have to.
You're right. You're right. It is $14.99 per month. Oh, but that's the thing. It's $100 a year.
When does it launch?
For EA, it's $100 a year.
Oh,
Uplay Plus is available on Stadia. That's interesting.
Oh, excellent. Look at me. Early adopter on that one.
Platform where you could play our Stadia games from any device. A special thank you to Phil Harrison and his team. This is the beginning of our partnership.
Phil Harrison, the guy who's always around when things happen bad. I'm nervous. That's the other thing I'm nervous about with Stadia.
Thank you so much. Have fun playing.
Bye.
I wonder if there is a yearly subscription.
Oh, maybe for a discount.
I would say so.
Yeah, for Uplay Plus. Because $100 a year, I think, can work.
Okay, this is
That's the here it roller
is.
Derby.
This is the one, yeah, the one that got leaked.
Yeah, I'm down with this.
Is this like an e-sport, or what are we doing with it? Is it like a story? Is it a sports game?
I think it's a competitive sports game.
That's what I'm thinking. Looking for some of that Rocket League money.
Yeah, I guess so.
So available on Stadia is really interesting because I think it might come to other platforms as well.
Oh, quickly.
Well, it's definitely on PC.
Well, of course. I meant
PlayStation consoles and stuff. Yeah, could be. I mean, EA has EA's version of EA Access on consoles. Or it is EA.
Yeah,
Access.
It's not the premiere. It's not the premiere version, but Roller Champions.
This game needs more attitude.
Maybe it has it. This is this guy. He's all hyped up. He's got tattoos. You may know.
Hello, future champions.
This game needs more spunk.
My name is Stefan, and I'm a proud member of the Roller Champions team.
He's French by origin. All right,
bring it up. From the get-go, our ambitions with this game were very clear. We wanted to create something new. We wanted to capture the intangible excitement of players preparing for the big game.
Okay.
The
hype but of old.
Team play future sport.
With champions, it means download like additional heroes and stuff that have
so
different powers, potentially.
Probably.
Right.
A skill-based team PvP sports game that is as fun to watch as it is to play. A game in which you, the player, can create your own story as you roll
like
up
to glory. I do like his tattoos, though.
But right now I know
he's turning
looks.
Me on, if I'm honest.
We showed you a trailer.
Just kidding.
And I got on stage starting my little speech. That's all well and good. But when will you ever get to play this?
Oh, wait.
How about today?
Right.
What?
It's available today?
Like to download and play?
Nice.
Is it free to play?
Okay, I'm updating my
YouTube. If you're here.
When we're done here, I want you to head over to Uplay on your PC to download a pre-alpha E3 demo.
Pre-alpha? Champions. I don't want pre-alpha.
Play the heck out of it for the next few days. And when you're done, head to the forums to tell us what you thought. And you know what? We firmly believe that you will be screaming as loudly as our colleagues did when they first got to play test it back in Montreal. But I can't just leave you with that. So here's a taste of what you should expect once you click that download button.
Let me download
it. Put your skates on.
Yeah,
see you
I'm
in the arena.
Replay.
I'm downloading it right now. Because I'd like to see it. I wonder if it's a premium game, though.
You mean they got to buy it? Oh, this looks really good.
Yeah, it looks nice, doesn't it?
This looks fun. There's the attitude. We got an announcer. Yeah. That's what we needed.
Yeah, you need that. So you're just trying to throw the ball through the hoop?
Yes. Keep it simple.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'm trying to get the rules down in my head here.
Right.
It's like roller derby.
What do you want? Some Quidditch?
It's like roller derby and basketball. That's what I was going to say. It's interesting that it's an oval and not a field.
Well, that gives you... Yeah. All right. Store.
Here comes Grimley. Grimsby. Is his name?
Gigimo.
Gigi Gargablino.
Gargashmail.
So first I want to say thank you to... Thank you.
What's that?
So first I want to
I don't
say
know. I think he didn't get it either.
He said, hello, right? Grievous.
For your talent and energy.
Where do I download it?
I can't find it either.
Yeah, somebody's crapping their pants right now. You play. Why did he announce it so soon? Won't be up until 5.
The store isn't loading. Is the store loading for you?
No.
Oh, there it is. E3 sale. There's a sale.
At Ubisoft, our intention is to create games that will make you stronger.
Rainbow Six Siege is half price now.
In your life. When you play Ubisoft games, we hope
okay, it's
you
not,
will
I don't think it's on this store.
Time with family and friends and meet new so, okay. inspiring people.
Store's taking a long
learn
time
more
to load.
About yourself by doing
yeah, I don't think, I think it's getting
gain
hammered.
New perspective on the world and help shape.
Subscription, try
so
it between September 3rd and the 30th.
Who plays our games, thank you for your love.
You know, Ubisoft, I think we say that every year, but it really is a different major publisher company.
Yeah. I love the vibe. I really like because honestly, they just showed off a lot of shooters.
And go further.
And
so
you know,
now I'm very proud to announce a new project from an exceptional team in Quebec City. Please give a warm upload to Marc Alessi Côté, who is coming to show you a sneak peek of his game.
What do you call it?
What do you say? Upload.
Right.
Thank you, Grievous. Give me a hug, Grievous. Oh, Grievous.
That was an awkward hug.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Over the last 10 years, I've had the chance to be part of an incredible team that has always pushed the limits of Assassin's Creed and shown us different periods of our past. But our imagination...
Today, I want to show you different periods of our future.
...of the history books. These past 4 years, our minds have lingered.
Yeah, how do you feel about the Canadian of our history, Quebecan accent, mythology. Quebecy accent? You all right with it?
Of the ancient gods, it's fine. Okay. It's not, and, you know, it's not the real French, but it's fine.
It's not the real French.
There you go, chat. That's what you wanted.
All right, Roller Champion coming soon. Try free demo now.
Where'd you see this?
Download. Oh, activate key? What? No, I don't have a key.
Something that transcends
Damn it.
The limits that we
have is the key E3?
Upon ourselves.
No.
Today, I am very proud.
Ubisoft store is currently unavailable. Is all
to
I get.
Show you a glimpse.
Yeah.
To show
just
you
took a big old poo.
Of this brand new game that we've been working on. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you, and have a great E3.
You'll see your effing game. Are they going to show it?
Oh. Everything disappeared for a second there. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was just watching the thing.
Yeah, I was watching the trailer.
Okay.
They turn to the gods.
Whoa. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Like a Jabba Medusa or something. It was...
They turn to you.
Ubisoft.
Oh,
Breath
I
of
know
the
what
Wild.
This is.
It's Breath of the Wild. Just kidding. Oh, no, it's...
No, Beyond Good and Evil, right?
No.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
This has nothing to do with
this. This is something else. This is new. This is brand new IP.
I'm catching up now.
Gods and Monsters. Oh, you know what? They have this listed in the store, and I saw it and wondered what it was, and then now they're showing it here.
Oh. Gods and Monsters.
I'm caught up now.
I think that's it. Is that...
Reload.
This is post-show now, right?
Hello, everybody at home. Thank you so much for watching. I think so. So we didn't... That we really didn't see anything about Gods and Monsters.
No. That's early.
Tease.
I suspect that's a thing we'll see later.
Yeah. All right.
I like their shows because they always make me feel good about video games. Even though, you know, like if I'm looking at the raw math of that, it was a lot of Tom Clancy. Fine. No huge surprises. Stuff we either already knew or that had leaked. All of it looks great. I mean, we got to look at Legion. Legion looks really neat. Like, I am very excited about that. But I just like the vibe there. I like what they're selling every time.
Yeah. The surprising thing is, I think I'm going to turn off the stream, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to run anymore either.
All right. Off stream, off. The thing that's surprising is that we knew what was coming and we're still either, blown away in the case of Legion, or just really intrigued for Roller Champions.
Yeah, but that's more than I got out of almost every other conference yet. Even Microsoft's case, I just found it kind of be a downer overall, even though...
Really?
I'm really excited about services with Microsoft, but the games I showed, nothing really grabbed me. Like Halo, it's Halo. Here we go, more Halo. Like, there's stuff to do and things to have, and it's exciting in some ways, but there was no new console. xCloud was just touched on. Like, that was a weird conference for them. My expectation meter was way too high. I'll admit it. That's mostly a me problem.
I think the xCloud plus Game Pass potential that they haven't detailed is really huge, because we could get, Game Pass streaming in October. So that would be big. But anyway, that's Microsoft. I really like this one as well. Watch Dogs Legion. I hope the journalists that are there get play sessions with the game so that we hear a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it might be the thing I'm the most excited for out of everything we've seen so far.
I think... I agree. That and I am excited about the new Ghost Recon just because they really hooked me in with Wildlands. I'm a little bummed. You were right. No hint of an Assassin's Creed sequel.
Yeah.
Which I know is coming. Everyone knows there's another one. Odyssey was a giant seller for them, and we know they took a year off, but I thought we'd...
They have a sale going too right now,
yeah.
So you can grab Odyssey for cheap-ish.
Yeah,
but I think this was great. Roller whatever looks really interesting. I'm trying to download it, but it keeps asking me for a key.
That's not good. I think they're getting hammered, so it's probably just airing out.
The what is it? It's supposed to go to start now. The sale.
Yeah,
right.
So we'll see.
Dunaway, you have any trouble getting in there? I can't get in there at all.
I'm trying now. I'm getting the key as well.
It will work itself.
It'll probably work itself out.
Yeah.
Quarantine looks interesting. That's the one we didn't mention.
Yeah.
I think it was a really good show.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed it.
They're my favorite developer right now. I love hearing what they have in the pipe.
And
publisher, I should say.
It makes me want to play For Honor again. So
yeah, that's the other thing. So two things have come out of E3 so far. The Game Pass makes me want to go play all that Microsoft stuff on my PC. And
which I've been doing. And
that did make me in the mood for Honor for sure. Like there's that always happens every E3. Something will happen. And I'll go, I should just go do that thing that's already out. Because a lot of this stuff we're not going to see for, 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
All things said so far, the most exciting thing I've seen at this E3 was probably what I was exactly what I was expecting, which was the Microsoft showcasing freaking cyber what the hell is it called? Cyberpunk. And
you mean the game where Keanu Reeves
shows up.
Reeves
yeah.
plays a character.
Yeah. All of that matched exactly with what I was hoping for. I'm very excited about that game. That's probably highlight of show for me so far. That and the Japanese girl that was on stage for Bethesda yesterday was great.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Just from like a personal thing, she was great.
Ikumi Nakamura.
Yeah, she's awesome.
American pronunciation.
Very charming.
She was an artist on other games, so people would know her from those. But anyway, yes, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I'm going to go sleep for a couple of hours, and then we'll meet back here in about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And watch the Square Enix conference,
yes.
where hopefully my game of show will be confirmed as Avengers.
You're so very excited about that. I know. I'm hopeful. I don't have any idea what to expect with that thing, but yes, that'll be tonight.
Me neither. It's just, you know,
a lot of people are jazzed. So yeah, we'll be back. I think John will be here. Dunaway, you may not be. You told me you weren't sure.
We gotta see. That would be how many hours from now?
It's 3.5. 3.5 hours from
3
now.
3.5. Close. Maybe we'll have to
I'll
see.
I'll ping you if you're around. Great. Okay. John's gonna try to be here, so we may end up with everybody. We may end up with just Patrick and I have no idea. But one way or the other, we'll be back tonight doing more.
And it will be fun.
It will be. Thanks for watching, everybody. If you're looking for where these shows are being accumulated in audio form, both Patrick and I are posting them on our podcast. You can find Pixels at FrenchSpin.com. You can find Core and Boop over at FrogPants.com. Both those shows have the feeds, and there are YouTube versions linked there as well. Patrick and Dunaway, we'll see you guys soon. And we'll see you all of you in 3.5 hours.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.